The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. God lets us know in many places in His Word that He will leave us on our own. That is, leave this nation on its own. Isaiah chapter 5 is one of those places. Notice what God says in this chapter. Isaiah 5, beginning in verse 1. Now let me sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved regarding his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard on a very fruitful hill. God is speaking of his nation Israel at that time and today, and how he took care of us, how he watched over us and built us as a nation, as the greatest nation on earth. He dug it up and cleared out its stones and planted it with the choicest vine. He built a tower in its midst and also made a wine press in it. So he expected it to bear forth good grapes, but it brought forth wild grapes. God expected us to bear good fruit, a lifestyle pleasing to him. He said we have failed to do that. God expected and commanded Israel, and that means this nation today, my friends, to live his way and set the example for the world to follow. But we have failed to do that. Verse 3, And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, please, between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Why then, when I expected it to bring forth good grapes, did it bring forth wild grapes? God was speaking to ancient Israel in the 7th century B.C., and it is for modern-day Israel today, America and the British people. God is speaking to you individually, whoever you are, especially if you are of Israelite descent. Verse 5, And now please let me tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it shall be burned, and break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. God is telling us that our nation is going down, and he is seeing to it that it is. Verse 6, I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned or dug, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain on it. Yes, God said, I will send judgments or curses. And that is in process today. Verse 7 now, God tells us who his vineyard is. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel. Yes, the house of Israel, my friend. And if you know who the house of Israel is, then you know God is speaking to America today. God is also speaking to the nation of Judah. For he says, And the men of Judah are his pleasant plant. He looked for justice, but behold, oppression. Isn't that what we see today, my friends? For righteousness, but behold, weeping. Yes, bringing things on us that we have to reap. God said a time would come when he would take away his protection from his people Israel, from his chosen people, and there would only be briars and thorns, meaning troubles and iniquities. We have begun to see this prophecy begin. Notice Isaiah chapter 3, beginning in verse 10. Say to the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Yes, you will reap what you sow, my friends. If you sow good seed, you're going to reap a good harvest. Verse 11 also says, Woe to the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. Yes, God says, As you sow, so shall you reap. You sow good seed, you're going to reap a better harvest. You sow bad seed, you're going to reap a bad harvest. We have sown many bad seed, and we are reaping a bad harvest. And God said, because of that, he has taken his hedge, his protection, his wall away from us. Isaiah 5, verse 20 continues here. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. God is saying they will reap what they sow to approve of evil. Yes, calling evil good and good evil, in other words, just deliberately rejecting and ignoring the word of God. That's what God said they're doing when they call evil good and good evil and bitter sweet and sweet bitter. A defiant attitude toward God is what God is speaking about. When God uses the word woe, he means it will be very ill, that you will not get off light for rejecting his word. That payment will be hard to make, but you will be required to make it. Isaiah 5, verse 21. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. God is speaking about those that think they know more than God, that think they know a better way. We have all thought that at some time in our life, at least for a while. Many have thought that most of their life. Perhaps many woke up just before they died and realized they weren't so wise after all. If you don't learn that God is much smarter and wiser than you in this life, then you will in the next life after you are resurrected. Notice what Proverbs chapter 6 has to say about the things that God doesn't like. As a matter of fact, about the things that God called an abomination and says that he hates. Proverbs 6, beginning in verse 16. These six things the Lord hates, yes, seven, are an abomination to him. When God says this or that is an abomination to him, that's what he means. He means that is of the very worst sorts of sins that could be committed and will bring the most misery and damage and punishment to people. God said men with men and women with women are an abomination to him. In other words, gay marriages or gay live-ins. And yet we have leaders in states and other nations approving such abominable evils as same-sex marriage, saying it is good. It is a good thing that you can do what you want to do, no matter how evil it is. Well, are we coming to the place where we say no right or wrong, or have we already as a nation come to that place? Have we already as a world come to that place? My friends, I hope you are one that hasn't come there and don't go there. God will not bless such a nation as this. It's because of our iniquities God is removing his hedge, his protection, and breaking down his wall of protection. God said he would do that, and that is in process, my friends. And you ought to wake up and see and understand what is happening in our nation. We aren't blessed. We aren't protected as we used to be. We don't have God on our side as we used to. God is turning his back farther and farther on us because we have been turning away from God farther and farther for many years, and it is catching up with us. We have forsaken our God, and we are paying a high price. We are reaping what we have and what we are sowing today. Proverbs 6, verse 17 continues about the things that God hates and calls an abomination in his sight. A proud look, a lying tongue, hand that shed innocent blood. God says they are an abomination to him. Speaking of those that think they're very important, and this world would fold without them. Yes, when he talks about a proud look. Notice what a man after God's own heart said. A man willing to serve and obey God with all his heart and from his heart. In Psalms 131 and verse 1, notice what David was inspired to write. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I concern myself with great matters, nor with things too profound for me. David was a very humble man. He was not haughty and arrogant, which is right the opposite of humility. And David said he didn't concern himself with things that God didn't approve. He didn't get out in left field and claim to be somebody great and somebody that knew everything and hope that everybody would follow him. Yes, David hoped they would follow him, but he was following God, and that's the way it ought to be. In Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 2, God had this to say, "For all those things, speaking of his creation, my hands have made, and all those things exist, says the Eternal. But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit and who trembles at my word." God will bless a person or a nation that proves their humility, their honor, and respect to God by obeying him. Isn't any wonder God hates a proud look, because you are too proud to obey God. That sounds like this world today. God said, humble yourself in his sight, meaning obey him. Notice this in James, in the New Testament, the book of James, chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 10. God says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. If our nation would begin doing that, God would lift this nation up. You should not expect things to get better for you or our nation or this world until we humbly repent and begin obeying our Creator, who has the power and the right to bless and to curse. God also says He hates a lying tongue. We don't have any liars in the world today or in our nation, do we? Have you ever known anyone that would lie? That might be a good question to ask yourself. Do I lie? Anyone that makes it a habit of lying would be a servant or a slave of Satan the devil. God doesn't like the ways of the devil. In fact, God hates the ways of the devil. Satan is the author of sin, of breaking God's law. That's what sin is. You can read that in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4, which we have many times on the Way It Ought to Be program. Notice John 8 and verse 43. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. Christ is speaking here, and he's telling the Jews of his day, those that claim to be religious leaders and claim to be obeying God. He said, why don't you listen to me? Because you are not able to listen to my word. In other words, they weren't able to take the truth. Christ asked the Jews of his day, those that claim to obey and serve God, this question. Then he gave them the answer. He said, you are not able to listen to my word, which means they were not able to listen to the truth. Is this world today able to listen to the truth? Is Christianity? Is our nation? Are you? Well, my friends, very few are able to listen to the truth. That should tell you where our nation and this world is today. John 8, verse 44 continues, you are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. Notice that, my friend. Christ is speaking to the Jews of his day, but it means our nation, and it means this whole world, and it meant the whole world at that time as well. He said, you are of your father the devil, meaning that they obeyed Satan the devil. And he said, and the desires of your father you want to do. Well, does that sound like us today? He was a murderer from the beginning. He does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. Well, that gives you an idea as to where we are today. My time is up. We've got to break off here. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, we have a couple of booklets that you should read, my friend, that you should request. Number one, How to Build Godly Character. That is needed today, my friend. That is needed today as badly as it was just before the flood and in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah when God destroyed everything. At least destroyed all life by the flood except what he saved in the ark and destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah completely except Lot and his two daughters. And his wife had the opportunity, but she got destroyed as well. And the seed of Satan. Yes, we need to know and understand the seed that Satan has sown and is still sowing. You need those books. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. You can order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle with the Way It Ought to Be program. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.